Here we go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Winchester Town Board Advisory Meeting for December 13th. We're going to start out with Dorothy.
Yes.
Would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I will. Gladly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And moving right along here, let's start out with roll call. My name is Robert Mikes.
I'm Dorothy Gold.
April Munch.
Okay, and staff in attendance.
Victoria Bonner, Secretary.
Victoria.
I'm Javier Rivera with Commissioner Chick Service.
Just met you today, yeah.
And I'm Vivian Klarski, and I am the Planning Commissioner, which is the next board up.
Okay, very good. Anybody else here from the county?
Judith Rodriguez from Comprehensive Planning.
Oh, okay, good, good. All right. We got that. There will be a period of time here for public comment, and this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on its agenda, you must wait until the board. What's that say? Period is listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. Okay. Moving right along here. I'm asking for approval of the minutes of November 8, 2022. Does anyone wish to move to approve?
Yes, I approve.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Also for approval of the agenda for tonight, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Again. Approval?
Yes.
Move to approve. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Any informational items coming up from Victoria? No? Javier, you want to tell us anything?
No, nothing for me. Good to have you all here. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to planning and zoning. First item. I believe it's our only item, is UC-22-0591. I'm going to struggle with this one. Gazalem Zeruhi and Vahi. For use permit to allow vehicle maintenance. Also for waivers of development standards for the following. One is reduced approach clearance and reduce departure distance. Also for design review of a vehicle maintenance establishment on 0.6 acres at a C1 local business zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Desert Inn Road and Sand Hill Road within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Mr. Chair, thank you for having me tonight. First name is Dionicio. Do you want me to spell it?
Yes.
D-I-O-N-I-C-I-O. and the last name's Gordillo, G-O-R-D-I-L-L-O, here on behalf of the applicant. And actually now, they've actually purchased the property, so it's no longer under this ownership. It is actually Take 5, and I'll go into that in just a second. What I handed out is an aerial of, if you're not familiar with the site, you are, okay, so you know exactly what that site looks like right now, right?
Only because I traveled.
But I wanted to show you the aerial, just because I'm going to show you what we did. So we started this February or March. We started working with staff. And, you know, this is an infill piece. It's a small piece. And those infill pieces are very difficult to work with in terms of trying to bring it into compliance. Because we're basically, we're demolishing everything that's there, and we're redeveloping it completely. And what it is, you'll see here, and I'm going to go off with the landscape plan first, and then I'll show you the site plan, because the site plan is very difficult to read, because there's dimensions everywhere. So I'm just going to go off of the site of that landscape plan for now. So what this is basically just an oil change facility. You'll see that's what it looks like. It's a national chain. They call them Take 5. And the idea is you drive in, and they actually change your oil as you sit in your car. It's almost like an old Jiffy Lube, except you sit in your car while they do that. No other auto repair or auto maintenance is occurring there. It's strictly an oil change facility.
That's it, huh?
Now, if you need additional fluids, they'll do that, but that's it. No working on vehicles, no outside working on vehicles, no auto repair.
Oh, all right.
Okay? So, anyway, so when we engaged staff, we said, look, we understand what the site looks like now. And as you can see, the two driveways right on the corner, those are a life safety issue. So we actually went to staff and said, look, we understand it's a life safety issue. We're going to eliminate those automatically. And then are you willing to work with us on the other two driveways? And they said, yeah, of course. You know, if you're eliminating those two. And so what ended up happening, of course, when you have a small infill piece like that, it's very difficult to bring it into compliance. For example, on the two new driveways that we're creating, you know, you have there's a bunch of factors that go into doing a commercial driveway. With throat depth, so you don't have cars queuing into the right of way. Then, of course, you have approach distance and departure distance, and that means from the intersection. So that's why we're the two waivers that you have on there. This driveway, the approach to the intersection, there's no way that we can meet the minimum requirement. Just physically, you cannot. And then, of course, from the intersection to this driveway is what's called the departure distance. We couldn't meet that either. So we worked with staff, and we said, look, we're going to centrally locate the building. We need to get in here somehow. So what ended up happening with again, in conjunction with staff, is we ended up doing a two-way drive aisle, entrance and exit, on Sandhill, but we only did a entrance only on DI, just because it was a life safety issue. They had concerns. Because we have utility poles all around here.
Right.
And so one of the things that you do with one of the other factors with a commercial driveway that you cannot waive is you have to be a minimum distance from a utility pole, whether it be a county utility pole or like a telephone or so forth. So we couldn't meet that here, and so we decided just to do an entrance only. Okay, so those are the two driveways that we're reconstructing. We're bringing them into compliance with today's standards, because obviously what you have there right now does not comply with today's standards. If you look at the landscaping, we have far exceeded what the code requires. So under normal circumstances, what the code would require is 15 feet of landscaping along Sandhill, 15 feet of landscaping along Desert Inn. Our minimum dimension is 23 feet. Okay, but on average, we exceed that. We're probably at 27, 28 feet of street landscaping on Sandhill and Desert Inn. We still have cross access with this drive aisle to the north. And then, of course, we have cross access here, but we're doing some curb control so there's no bleeding of vehicles one way or the other. And then we'll have sufficient signage to direct people as soon as you enter here that you have to basically circle and queue back here, go in, you exit, and then you go out Sandhill. We do appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. Again, since working with them since March, I think, I don't know that we would have gotten any other recommendation, but we do appreciate them. We agree with all staff conditions, and we would respectfully request your approval as well.
Okay.
Here's what the building would look like. So this is what you're going to see along Sandhill.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
And that's the same area that has the market, the supermarket in the back?
Yeah, it does, and the actual shopping center
right,
to the rear.
So you're going to be the front part and the shopping center.
I know this one's difficult to read. But
That's okay.
But yeah, so we still have cross-access. So we still have cross-access with them, with this parcel
right,
as well.
Right, and a little Chinese restaurant is around the corner. And then they just put a gas station across the
right,
street.
Over here. Yeah, that was redeveloped recently as well.
Right.
But we really think it is an improvement, obviously, for that parcel. And that's why we're here. We would respectfully request your approval as well.
Okay.
And only oil change.
Yeah, I mean, and other fluids, but yeah, right. Strictly oil change. That's it. No other auto work or auto maintenance is going to happen on that.
Before we go into staff questions, is there anyone in the audience has any comment to say about this at all? Either way. No? Now, do you have any more?
No.
Do you have any?
No, I don't.
Well, guess what? I don't have any either. Okay.
Well,
I've been through it. I've lived here a long time. I've watched that intersection. It's been a problem from the word go.
It is dangerous. So, I mean, right now it's dangerous, especially with those two driveways right on the corner.
Yeah.
So that's why immediately when we approached staff, even before any discussions, we said we are eliminating those two driveways.
Yeah, good.
We can't
do
them.
Well, anyway, my feeling about it is it's going to be an improvement. I'm looking forward to it. And I'd like to move to approve this as noted with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So that's
it. You're welcome. Good luck.
Wow, that was kind of quick.
Quickest.
Yeah. Well, is there any other general business that needs to be taken care of tonight?
Have you done public comment?
Huh?
Public comment?
Comments?
Public comment.
Yeah, that's at the beginning.
Right.
It's also at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
so
you have two. One at the beginning, one at the end.
Oh, general. Oh, yeah, comment.
Okay, so after general
business. Yeah, I think it's general business first.
Okay. All right, then if that's it, our next meeting will be.
So there's no general business. You can go to comments by the general public. The next.
This one, public comments.
Yeah.
Comments by the general public.
Yeah, you got to read it out. There's public who wants to.
I tried to get by because B wasn't here. I tried to get by without reading it. But okay, kids, here we go. Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. You're on, Vivian.
Thank you. Vivian Kolarski, K-I-L-A-R-S-K-I, Planning Commissioner for District E, Commissioner Sagerblum, also a resident who's down the street. As Planning Commissioner, I just want to say thank you for your work, your volunteering up here. I know you guys go out and you look at the properties, and I'm very appreciative. I do read the comments that are sent in to staff. I read the agenda items, and I do go visit the sites.
Okay.
So if you ever have any questions or you feel very strongly about something, I'll look at my card, call me, and I'm always available. Thank you again. I really, really appreciate you. And Commissioner Sagerblum reappointed me again for another 4 years.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Thank
you very much.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other discussion about anything? All right. The next meeting will be December 27th. Same place, same time. And last chance, anything? Meeting adjourned.